Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stuwe in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here this Monday, November the 9th, 2020. I'm in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19, the pandemic that is sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe.
At the moment, Marvelous, we know that there are 8,531 people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And out of this number, 8,005 have actually become okay. So meaning that, they are now strong, they can do whatever they can do. And then 253 have actually died. So that's the scheme of things right now, Marvelous.
And we look at the world, the world and the global figures that are currently coming out of Johns Hopkins University, because I know in the past few days we have been concentrating on the U.S. elections, but the COVID-19 pandemic is currently going on as we speak. And globally, we have more than 50 million active cases and 1.2 million deaths. And here in America, where we had the presidential election, we currently have 9.9 million active cases and 237,000 deaths. And that is one of the issues that became the bone of contention where people were trying to decide who to vote for in the U.S. elections 2020.
Yebo kambe sizolukandaba lingalinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esiyeneyo siyabona ke ukuthi khona manje iCOVID-19 yamemetheka kule Zimbabwe usuku labantu abayi 8000 abedlula 8000 singathi ke 8531 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kuthi kunani leli kulabantu abedlula 8000 asebasiphepha kumkhuhlane lo kuze kubuya ke abayi 253 sebabhubha. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University, ibiza ukuthi sokulabantu 50 million, abedlula khonapho sibili 50 million, asabanjwa iCOVID-19. Kuthi abayi 1,258,321 sebabhubha. Khonapha ke kwelenelika kulabantu phose abayi 10 million, asabanjwa iCOVID-19. Kuthi abedlula 237,000 sebabhubha. So umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo. At the same time, we're going to discuss the U.S. elections. We know that President-elect Joe Biden has already, made a speech and indicated that he is going to fight tooth and nail to tackle COVID-19 and other issues. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunewa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa chedu, tunokushingamidza ipano pa Live Talk. Chirongwa icho tiri kubika, tiri mu Washington DC, tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda re COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus, iro ratekeshera pasi rose musuno wemuvhuro November 9, 2020. Tunoona kuti Johns Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 50 million vachida kudzira vabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 pasi rose kwozouya 1.2 million vawanikwa vachishaya. Imo muno muAmerica mune vanhu 9.9 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 237 vachida kudzira vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tinoona zvakare kuti nyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19 inyaya yakanetsa pasarudzo dzanga dziri muno imo muno muAmerica dzekutsvaga mutungamiri mutsva. Takaona isu mukupera kwesarudzo idzi nemusi wechipiri pachiwanikwa ipo pachiita akanga akaita kunge makakatanwa pakati pemaRepublican anotungamirwa navaDonald Trump nemaDemocrats anotungamirwa navaJoe Biden, asi takazoona kuti vaJoe Biden vakawanikwa ivo vachinzi ndivo vave projected winner nekuti vakatanga ivo kuti vasvitse pamavhoti anodiwa imo muno muAmerica anonzi Electoral College vote, vakawanikwa ivo vachienda pamberi pana vaDonald Trump vemaRepublican. Saka takaona zvakare vaJoe Biden vachitaura ivo nemusuwe emugovera vachitaura kuti vari kuda kuti vabatanidze vanhu uyezve kuti America ienderere mberi ine chisungwa chimwe chete chekurwisa denda reCOVID-19 iro ratekeshera imo muno muAmerica uyezve rauraya vanhu vazhinji. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pano tichienda kunonzwa zvakataurwa navaJoe Biden, tichinzwa zvakare zviri kutaurwa nenyanzvi dzedu pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu imo muno muAmerica musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri mutsva wenyika yeAmerica, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. President-elect Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump to become the 45th president of the United States. And then on Saturday, he offered himself to the nation as a leader who seeks not to divide, but to unify a country gripped by a historic pandemic and a confluence of economic and social turmoil. So according to Joe Biden, he's going to work very hard to make sure that America becomes one of the greatest countries again. So it seems as if he has already garnered over 270 electoral college votes, which are needed for somebody to win the U.S. election. But Mr. Donald Trump has actually refused to concede, threatening further legal action on ballot counting. But Biden used his acceptance speech on Saturday as an olive branch to those who did not vote for him, actually telling Donald Trump voters that he understood their disappointment, but stating that he should be given a chance. I guess maybe we've got that video from Mr. Joe Biden. So let me look for it and then try to play it and people can hear what he actually said. I think here it goes.
For that vision. And now the work of making that vision is real. It's a task, the task of our time. Folks, as I said many times before, I'm Jill's husband. And I would not be here without her love and tireless support of Jill and my son, Hunter, and Ashley, my daughter, and all our grandchildren and their spouses and all our family. They're my heart. Jill's a mom, a military mom, an educator. And she has dedicated her life to education. But teaching isn't just what she does. It's who she is. For American educators, this is a great day for y'all. You're going to have one of your own in the White House. And Jill's going to make a great first lady. I'm so proud of her. And I'll have the honor of serving with the fantastic vice president who you just heard from, Kamala Harris, who makes history as the first woman, first black woman, the first woman from South Asian descent, the first daughter of an immigrant ever elected in this country. Don't tell me it's not possible in the United States. It's long overdue. And we're reminded tonight of those who fought so hard for so many years to make this happen. But once again, America's bent the arc of the moral universe more toward justice. Kamala, Doug, like it or not, your family, you become an honorary Biden. There's no way out. To all those of you who volunteered and worked the polls in the middle of this pandemic, local elected officials, you deserve a special thanks from the entire nation. And to my campaign team and all the volunteers and all who gave so much of themselves to make this moment possible, I owe you. I owe you. I owe you everything. And to all those who supported us, I'm proud of the campaign we built and ran. I'm proud of the coalition we put together, the broadest and most diverse coalition in history, Democrats, Republicans, independents, progressives, moderates, conservatives, young, old, urban, suburban, rural, gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian, Native American. I mean it, especially those moments, and especially for those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours. I said at the outset, I wanted to represent this campaign to represent and look like America. We've done that. Now that's what I want the administration to look like and act like. For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself. But now, let's give each other a chance. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans. The Bible tells us.
So there you are, marvelous. I think you can hear what Mr. Joe Biden is actually saying. He's saying, you know, he's going to be a president for all Americans and not a Democrat or, you know, any other person. So he says America is being born again. So now I think we've also had Kamala Harris. Maybe you can introduce what she said.
Yes, we heard the Kamala Harris actually appealing or trying, you know, to make herself for people to actually know that anybody can do it. She says, you know, she is an immigrant, a woman, and her being the deputy of Mr. Biden means that any woman can take up this position. She said she's the first, but she's not going to be the last. So she opened up the floodgates for women to also break, you know, the ceiling of taking up positions that are very influential, because she will be the first woman of color, actually, and first woman vice president of the United States of America. So, tenge tiri kuona kuti chinzwa zvakare kubva kuna Mai Kamala Harris vachitaura ivo pamusoro pekuti ivo vakawanikwa vachisarudzwa kuti vamirire semutevedzeri womutungamiri wava Joe Biden. Vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo mubva kure uyezve mudzimai wekutanga asi haasiriye mudzimai wekupedzisira kuti abate chinzvimbo ichi. Uye zvari kuti kupiwa kwake mukana wokuti awanikwe iye achiva mutevedzeri wava Biden zvinoreva kuti vamwewo madzimai nyanya vanasikana vari muno muamerica nepasi rose vanogona kuzoziva kuti basa iri rinogona kuitwa nemunhu wese wese nyanya madzimai. Saka ndiwo zvavakanyanyotaura vachitsinhira zvakare nyaya iyoyi yekuti kubatana panguva ino mushure mekunge vanhu vatatsurana pasarudzo ndo zvimwe zvichange zvichida kuitwa. Asi ndinoona vaBiden nyaya yavanga vachinyanyokurudzira inyaya yekuti vanhu vasatarisire kuti uyu muDemocrat kana kuti uyu muRepublican. Vakataura ivo vaBiden vakati ivo vakatombokwikwidzawo vakadyiwa mune mimwe sarudzo dzakaitwa dzevatungamiri wenyika. Saka vanga vari kuti kune avo vanotevedzera vaDonald Trump vemaRepublican, aiwa pari zvino yaanguva yekuti vanhu vakande kuti vakavhotera ani kurutivi, vowanikwa ivo vachibatana sevana veamerica, vowanikwa ivo vachiita chinhu chimwe mukuedza kuti nyika yeamerica ienderere mberi. Gibbs,
iye kwanyange kunjalo ke umavela siya kuvega sivili kuti okunyange Kamala Harris ukuti ke uti asiyo kucina ozangena esikhundleni lesi njengoba ke omama abaningi babengangeniswa ezikhundleni ezinje. So ake simuzwe ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolo.
Tonight I reflect on their struggle, their determination, and the strength of their vision to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And I stand on their shoulders. And what a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president. But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities. And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition. Lead with conviction. And see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before. But know that we will applaud you every step of the way. And to the American people, no matter who you voted for, I will strive to be a vice president like Joe was to President Obama. Loyal, honest, and prepared, waking up every day, thinking of you and your family. Because now is when the real work begins. The hard work, the necessary work, the good work, the essential work to save lives and beat this epidemic, to rebuild our economy so it works for working people, to root out systemic racism in our justice system and society, to combat the climate crisis, to unite our country and heal the soul of our nation.
Ye uyakhuluma ke ikhonamba ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukhuluma sibelokunenga ukuthi okumele kwenzakale khonamba kule Melika. I know that Marvelous actually was out there near the White House. So what did you see there at the White House, Marvelous?
It's impossible for me to actually explain because it was like, I don't know, like a party, a festive season. You had people coming from all walks of life. You had Hispanics, you had Black Americans, you had Africans, you had the elderly, you had people with their families. And I was lucky enough to meet some Zimbabweans who were there. And also an American who had actually visited Zimbabwe before. And he explained that, you know, he was out on the street because he really wanted to show what democracy was like, you know, taking into account what we had seen happening after results came in. And what we're still seeing happening, where at this point in time, there has been no concession speech, and there are issues of, you know, the Republicans taking the, you know, the counting of the votes to court. And as I understand, you know, some of the votes are now being recounted. They continue to do the counting.
Washington DC and we are kuno ku White House kuzopemberera kugadzwa kwemutungamiri mutsaro uya achagadzwa so 20 January 2021 saka ndozvatauya pano kupemberera nekubatana kuti vanhu tiuye pamwechete nekubatana nekufara pamwechete.
Chii chaita kuti mubude muchiuya iko kuno tiona kuti pakazara vanhu vazhinji uyezve kune dambudziko recovid-19 asi muri panzi?
Taitirwa ini ndakazvarwa kuzimbabwe, ndaitirwa ndine mwana wangu ane makore makumi. Tinova zvinhu zvakakosha kuti aonozve maitikira azvo kuseenza nesimba. Zvinhu zvakaoma vemuutema munyika muno ende handingakwanisi kutaura zvakawanda pamakore mana apfuura. Wese akaona zvakanga zvichiitika nekusarura ganda munyika muno. Saka tinongonzwa kungofara kungoti, you know, hatichada kuramba tingoyeuchidzwa kuti ganda rangu ndiko ganda rangu tingonziwo ndichisimurudzwa mune zvatingawana. Saka ndongonzwa kufara kuvanhu vangu vemuzimbabwe nesu nekusi kuno mutinotonzi tiri vashanyi tinonzi hatina kuzvarwa kuno. Saka ndongonzwa kufara.
My name is Doug Brooks. I'm from originally Bloomington, Indiana, although I live in Washington, D.C.
So what are you doing here where we see everybody that came out near the White House?
So I'm a huge internationalist. I worked in Zimbabwe. I was a teacher at the high school in Kamazuma Township. And I'm interested in basically how the U.S. has influenced the world in terms of democracy and freedom and the rights of individuals.
So what we see happening, or what we saw happening, how do you think people out in Africa are viewing the U.S. elections?
It's kind of scary to me because essentially I see Donald Trump as a copy of African dictatorship. Essentially, you have somebody who sort of says a tribal person who's like, you know, our side or lose. So basically, win or lose, and you're either our side or you lose. Which is completely antithetical to American idea of freedom and democracy.
There you are, Marvelous. I think you had so many people that you met out there, and you're discussing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So now, I think you're with Dimitri Makelele, who was also interviewing different people there. Let's hear what some of them said, you know, to her and near the White House.
My name is Philip Peter Mowat.
What's going on here tonight?
president.
What brought you out here tonight?
Oh, yes, I am out tonight to celebrate Biden's victory. It is a much-awaited victory. We have opted for that because Black Lives Matters. We've suffered a lot in this country with a lot of situations, difficult situations. I think this is a breakthrough for us, especially us African Americans. You just remember, a good number of African Americans were deported. People came into this country and seek for asylum, and they were deported back to their country. Some of them have been killed already. This is a victory for us. That's why we are out to celebrate.
People celebrating all over Marvelous, and I think our guests are in now. So, yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. It's not only in Washington where these celebrations were happening. New York also had their own. In L.A., I saw some Zimbabweans, uniting and coming up and celebrating. So different places had different ways of marking what we saw happening on Saturday.
Yes, and we've got Pitizela Ngcobo. He's a Zimbabwean teacher. He's a Zimbabwean guy who lives here in Maryland. He's now a citizen of USA. So he's one person who really follows politics a lot. Let's hear what he said about this election.
The election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the president and vice president of the United States is indeed a momentous occasion in history. I think the most important thing for a lot of us is the focus on Kamala Harris, because she's the first woman ever to be elected the vice president of the United States. And add that she is actually a daughter of immigrants, one immigrant from India and one immigrant from Jamaica. It actually speaks just more than to a female vice president, but to the contributions that immigrants continue to make into this country. And for some of us who are also immigrants, it's probably giving us hope that finally we are here, because we may not qualify to run as a presidential or vice presidential candidate ourselves, because America has a strict rule that only people who are born here can run for those positions. But it's telling us a message that our children can become anything that they want to become in this country, provided they are born, you know, right here in the country. It is a great occasion, and people are celebrating across the cities, although Trump supporters are also demonstrating against what they call a stolen vote under the banner of what they call Stop the Steal, which, you know, whenever people lose elections, there is always one side that's not happy, that's going to come up with stories. But the democratic institutions in this country are deep-rooted, and we expect that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
That is Mr. Pitizela Ngcobo. He is very hopeful that there will be a smooth transition of power. You know, these are things that people always like. If power is transferred very fairly, people always rejoice. But indications are that, you know, there could be some fight before Mr. Donald Trump gives up. So he has threatened to take legal action in many states, and we don't know what is going to happen. I think we've got right now Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. So, Mr. Vusango, good evening and welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Sister Marvelous and Brother Gibbs. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Yes, so tell us a bit about what you think about the outcome of the election, U.S. election.
I think your phone was breaking.
Yeah, the outcome of the U.S. election, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think the that's the will of the people. People voted, mailing ballots, and people voted in person, and they elected the man and the woman that they think is going to be leading them for the next 4 years. And I think that should be respected when people vote and you know, someone wins. There is always a winner. Let that person be given a chance to run the country.
Marvelous. I think we've got another guest.
Hey, tinokuchinga midzaine mufaro, Dr. Gwekwe Remo, zvintrojusa kuti vanhu vazive kuti ndimani uye zvemuri kupi.
Masikati akanaka vatereri. inoitwa Dr. Maifara ku Florida.
Mhm. Titsananguriwo kwakamira sei ku Florida nepamusoro pe zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda sarudzo dzemuno muAmerica.
Kunongori nezvakasiyana siyana. Kune vamwe vari kupembera, kune vamwe vari kushayawo mufaro vari kungogununa. Saka zvakangodivana. Tichirangarira kuti kunoku ku Florida mutungamiri wenyika uripo iko zvino vakabudirira kuburikidza president elect Biden.
Ikoko ku Florida takaona kuchibva mavote akawanda vachiwanikwa vachitsigira va Donald Trump vanova vachiri mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica parizvino. Zvakafamba sei ikoko? Maiona va Trump vachivhoterwa nani?
Vanhu vakavhotera vaTrump kunyanya kunoku ndinoona vari vanhu vechiHispanic vanobva kuPuerto Rico. Kotiwo vechichena nevamwewo vatema vashoma.
Tombotarisa zvakare kuti nyaya iri kunyanyofadza madzimai inyaya yekuti tiri kuona kuti ivo president elect vaJoe Biden vakasarudza amai Kamala Harris semutevedzeri wavo. Imi munotora seizvi?
Ii, ndinonzwa kufara zvikuru, kutonzwa manyukunyuku, nokuti tinoona mai Kamala vari vane ropawo rechitema rakafanana nerangu, uye vabereki vavo vari vabva kure, zvakangoitawo ine mutorwa munyika ino. Saka zvinondikurudzira kuona kuti kunyangwe background yako iri kune dzimwe nyika, America inopawo mukana kumadzimai, inovatsigira kuti vave vatungamiri. Chibva zvasiyanawo nekwandakazvarirwa, kwokuti vana mai vanofanira kugara mukicheni, vana baba vari kumatare.
Maybe if I can just ask you in English, that what's your take on the word that came out of the vice president elect Kamala Harris, especially for women and young girls worldwide?
Yeah, she had very encouraging words to say that she's not going to be the first woman leader. She's expecting more women to take leadership roles, and that's very encouraging to women in general. And her speech in general was quite respectful, and it encouraged unity, and it was a peaceful message.
What about the speech by President-elect Joe Biden? How did you, what was your takeaway?
Right. The first thing that excited me is that he wants to fight the COVID virus, which has caused havoc the world over. The other thing is that he emphasized.
I think the network is actually playing us down there. We've got Mr. Raphael Mtombi, who has actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Mr. Mtombi. So first, your take on, you know, the outcome of the election, and what can Zimbabwe learn from this kind of election experience?
Well, I think basically there is a lot to learn out of this election, in the sense that the free and fair part of it, you know, what I liked about these elections is this early voting stuff, because I don't think one day could have accommodated this number of people, which is about 100 and something million people. So the early voting concept is really interesting me. I wish the Zimbabwean election commission could learn out of that. I don't think there's anything wrong by opening the ballots a week or 2 weeks early, and then people trickle in their vote, and then I don't know. But I really liked that concept of accommodating as many people into deciding who should lead the country.
Yeah, masikhangela ke ugethelo lwabo Mtombeni ubona ngani kavantu veZimbabwe vakafunda nikilo uketology
ngibona ngathi kuningi abangakufunda kulo ukukhululeka kwalo ukukhetho ukuthi abantu nje bazihambele bayezivotela bazikhululekele bavote ngesikhathi sabo kakhulu kakhulu engikuthandileyo ilokhu ukuvota masinya ukuqalela ukuvota lokho kuthiwa i-early voting ukuthi khona abantu baqalele ngaphambili ngoba kangiboni ukuthi abantu laba bangu-over 100 million bebengavota ngelanga elilodwa yama-lines akhona bezaba made kakhulu kodwa-ke ngenxa yokuthi bekuqalele phambili abantu bahamba nje ngokuthiyana kwezikhathi bavota bavota ngibona ngathi akungeke kubulale muntu ukuthi iZimbabwe Commission, i-Election Commission layo ifunde khonapho ukuthi kuvulwe ama-polling stations la kusese lesikhathi ukuze abantu abaningi bavote ngoba abanye abantu bayashiya amalayini laphana ngokuma kakhulu ngokube bezama ukuyavota beminyana ngelanga elilodwa.
Yes, awuzaluba Mthombeni, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayitshatshana sike sibise ngavela sihlanganya loba uRegis Kusango siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lwanamhlanje. Marvelous, over to you.
Mthombo, enda kunava Vusango zvabuda imomo nomusarudzo zvinobatsira sei bato renew race anopiye?
Yes, bato renew race anopiye richabatsirika pakuti vaBiden tichitarisa mashandiro avanoita nedzimwe nyika pavaishanda navaObama vanga vachishanda havaisi barrier between nyika yeAmerica nedzimwe nyika uye havalebhuli dzimwe nyika kuva nyika dzinenge dziri dzisingakwanisi kuti dzinge dzine mutauro neAmerica. Tinoona kuti pavanga vashanda naObama vakakwanisa kushanda neIran vakakwanisa kuita matalks neIran and also pavaikambei navaBiden vaitaura nyaya yekuti America haifani kuita maenemies with other countries, tinofanira kuvhura machannels nenyika dzese dziri pano pasi kuti tikwanise kuti tiite tikwanise kushanda zvakanaka nedzimwe nyika. Saka I think tichitarisa even nevaBiden history yavo pamaforeign relation policies avo, I think vaka participate a lot ku apartheid ku South Africa and I think ndiye munhu ari I think ari able to have ma good talks ne ZANU PF in terms of ma sanctions. I know kuti vanga vari instrumental also va Biden pakaitwa zidera but mutauro wavo va Biden pa elections apa vachitaura kuda kuvhura migwagwa yevanhu vatema maamerica vabudirire vaiti upenyu hunani vasamarginalized. I don't think kuti vanokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakadero kuamerica vachiitira america chete, of which isu sezimbabwe tiri nyika yevanhu vatema takazvisunungura kana vari munhu anotaura nyaya yedhemokrasi nenyaya yekuti nyika dzinofanira kunge dzichikwanisa kunge dzichihidzana. I think takamirira kuti tione. I think sezanu pf we are expecting kuhidzana kwakanaka neamerica this time. Tiri kutarisira rhetoriki yanga ichiitwa na ambassador vanga variko kuZimbabwe this time kuti inge inenge yapera. Tiri kutarisira futi tipowewo ambassador anouya kuZimbabwe anenge ari ambassador anouya kuzotarisa kuti tiite kuhidzana kwakanaka government also achikwanisa kuti kana ari ambassador anenge achiuya achitarisa kuti mahuman rights acho anofamba sei achikwanisa kunge asiri biased. Was that in a problem yokuti tina ambassador anga ari very biased, of which hazvina zvakabatsira even kuma opposition parties.
But look at how things are going to happen here, Mr. Vusango. We know that initially ZANU PF was actually rooting for Mr. Donald Trump, and then when you look at Zidera, it was actually authored by certain people, and some of the sponsors they include Mr. Joe Biden. So are you not going to be in a tricky situation?
Right. We ZANU PF was not rallying for Donald Trump, really. But to be honest with you, U.S. election, kuZimbabwe ezanupf US election or any leader ari ku America nenyaya kuti vanoshandisa inonzi foreign policy yavo vachitarisa ma interest of which America must have interest in a foreign country to have better relations. What we are expecting is a better working relationship with USA. Not the fact that we were, of course, every government is always rooting for another. If there's an election somewhere, there's always an impression that even US government, if there's an election in Zimbabwe, they will always have a side that they are looking forward to see as to be elected. But for us as ZANU-PF, we with America, we are not really very particular. Because the problem we have with America is not about which political party in America wins the election. It is about the foreign policy that America has towards Zimbabwe, which is to us sometimes, most of the time, we look at it as a white supremacy, whereby Zimbabwe is just being marginalized because basically they talk about human rights, but really it's not really about human rights, because even those human rights, they are being violated in America, especially now.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Reverend Tombeni, you know, we are hearing here the gentleman saying they may have some better relations, ZANU-PF with the incoming, presidium. So, but is Zimbabwe going to benefit in any way from this election?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, really, but... I don't think so, because there should be some tangible kind of changes that can take place in Zimbabwe before there is any benefit that one can think of. I don't think so, because if the American governments are not very different from each other in terms of policy, I think what needs to happen is the change on the ground, this human right thing, because you can deny it, but it's true. There are human rights violations in Zimbabwe, because the fact that people are not allowed to congregate to express their views in a form of demonstration or whatever. That is not right. That is not correct. That is not, I don't think it's right. People should demonstrate. They shouldn't just be like boxed in a box without any expression. As it is, the suffering is terrible, but they can't even express that, because the time they try to converge to express, they are suppressed. Then things like that won't make any difference whether it's Biden administration or Trump administration. That is my view.
Yes, in the middle of 14,
umbuso lo oka Biden uzaba lo mehluko omkhulu lalwana ka Trump ngendlela yokuthi imbuso le yase America ayehlukananga kakhulu, omunye uyathatha okuchiwe ngomunye kuqhubeka kusiya phambili, ngoba okukhona kufanele ukuthi kube khona ukuguquka ekhaya khona le eZimbabwe, ngoba eqinisweni okungathi kuyahlupha kakhulu yikho khonoku okuthiwa yi-human rights, lokhu ukucindezelwa kwabantu ukuthi kungabi lokukhululeka, ukukhululeka ekukhulumeni, ukukhululeka ekuthini abantu batshengisele. Abantu bangazama ukungathi nje bayatshengisela, bayadilizwa kumbe bayatshaywa kumbe bayathwani. Yikho ke mbona ngathi ngaphandle kokuthi kutshintshe khonapho, angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lokuthi kube lokukhululeka i-benefit engaba khona kulo uhulumente ongenayo kulalwana ophumileyo. Ngoba liqinisa ukuthi abantu bangathi ukhathazekile.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu uMthombeni. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke Marvelous.
Dr. Gwekwerere, tinoona madzoka. Tinoona munoshanda zvakare makapfeka imwe nguwani muchishanda nebato reMDC Alliance. Hurumende yapinda kana kuti ichange iri kupinda muno muAmerica inozobatsira here bato renyu reMDC Alliance semaonero enyu?
I think we've lost a little bit, so maybe she's coming back again. So let's see what happens next. There she is.
Hello, Dr. Gwekwerere. I think
that... Hello, Dr. Gwekwerere, can you hear me? Yes, I think
Let her come back on.
Yeah, she'll come back. So let's proceed to the next person.
I'm not sure who else you have because I wanted to also hear the view of the opposition. But since I have the pastor right here, Mr. Vusango is back. Vusango, amuone kunge bato renyu rawana kukana utirapiwa mwomkana ere kutiva gadzirise jume jiga shirukuta urwa izho ne Amerika utishigadzirise.
Yes, thank you very much. Again, sorry, I didn't greet my brother. I'm Thombeni there. Well, you know, we as Zimbabweans to per se, not just ZANU-PF, but as Zimbabweans, we saw what was about to happen to South Africa when my South Africans were saying, we want to take our land back. And we saw the view of America, what America already, the Donald Trump administration, was already saying about them taking back the land from the whites. So the whole bigger picture here is not really about what they expect. We have to be a little bit more practical. The American government, working with the British government, they are concerned as far as most of the African countries, especially Zimbabwe and South Africa, was about to also turn around, that it was a signal that if you do dare decide to go towards those farms, you end up being like Zimbabwe, right? So now we see that it's like Zimbabwe taking the land in 2000. If we look, let's go back before 2000, year 2000. We didn't have that much concern about human rights. We had so much relations with every country in the world, including USA and Britain and Europe. But as soon as the land was taken, of which the president has been trying to rectify that issue, that's when all these things about human rights and abuse of law and the no rule of law, that's when all these things started erupting, whereby the media, the USA using the media all over the world, tarnishing the name of Zimbabwe. And you see, and then Zimbabwe was thrown into sanctions, and they said these sanctions were labeled, but they were not labeled because all our people are suffering. So this new administration that is coming, I don't see it going to really change much as far as the policy that America has towards our country. Because, you see, now they know that the land issue is done with. It's not going to come back. And now they are going to continue talking about human rights. As we know, all of us, we know that ZANU-PF is not the favorable party in American politics. It does not matter who comes in, who goes. But ZANU-PF is there. The U.S. government, whoever the president is in his administration, it's not about who the president of USA. It is about the committees, the foreign relation committees, that is sittings from both parties that decides and give that they give the feedback back to the president to sign more and more and renew more and more sanctions on foreign countries, in not only Zimbabwe, right? But what we are saying is ZANU-PF is, we are also trying to work a way out. We saw that Sudan made some arrangements with the U.S. government, and they are no longer on sanctions. So we as a government, we are looking at different avenues. We are not stopping right now. We are busy as a government trying to see what we can do to further our relations with USA. Because if USA is actually losing a lot by not having good relations with Zimbabwe. As far as likewise, Zimbabwe is also losing in having these sour relations with USA. Why would they build that? Why would they build that massive U.S. embassy in outside America, the biggest building they have outside of America in our country? Such a tiny country like Zimbabwe. It means that we as Zimbabweans, we should know that there is some things that are very important to America in Zimbabwe. So therefore, both parties need to at least come together and have some relations. And I'm not saying we as ZANU-PF, we should play a part. If it's corruption, human rights abuses, we are to adhere to those things, because those things actually matter the most to the citizens as far as to the global world.
Thank you very much. Let's have, I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Tawana Sokora of the MTC Alliance. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much for the time. Magadi Muria, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, thank you so much. So your question is, you know, looking at what is happening right now in USA, can the MTC Alliance benefit anything, or the opposition benefit anything from, you know, the Biden presidency, since it appears as if he is actually winning? He's won. He's the president-elect right now.
Let me begin by thanking the Trump administration. We have worked very well with the Trump administration ever since they came in. And I also want to thank them for making a very good decision to stand with the Zimbabwean people all this time that they've been in power. And we want to, at the same time, welcome the Biden administration. And we hope they will continue from where they left with Mr. Obama. And coming to your question, I don't think there's going to be much change in terms of the American policy towards Zimbabwe. It is a policy. Yeah, it's bipartisan. It's followed by the Democrats and the Republicans. And I think Mr. Biden is also coming at a very good time. Let's remember, Mr. Biden has been in government since the 1970s, when the transitional government that was led by Mr. Muzorewa, you know, came in. Mr. Biden was there. And he was also one of the sponsors for Zedera. He knows very well why Zedera was put in place. And I don't think there's been any change towards what the Zimbabwean government is supposed to do for them to make any policy change. He has been seeing the massive human rights abuses that ZANU-PF have been perpetrating. They have an embassy in Zimbabwe that sees everything that happens every day, and not that the ZANU-PF government tries to hide anything. They gunned down 6 people on August 1 in broad daylight. In January, they also killed over 24 people. Everyone sees that. And that's one of the things, that was one of the conditions that the American government, not the American political party, have put on Zimbabwe, that you must improve on your human rights. And the relations will improve. They also talked about the electoral reforms. Can you please allow all opposition parties to participate in elections without being without fear being driven into their supporters? They also talked about media reforms. Can you allow opposition parties to access state media so that they can address people from there, communicate with Zimbabweans from there? The Zedera also talks about economic reforms. All these things that I have mentioned have not been done. So I don't see any policy change coming in with the Biden administration. And then as far as the opposition is concerned, we welcome anyone who decides to stand with the Zimbabwean people. And I have no doubt that the Biden administration will decide again, once again, just like what they did with the Obama administration, to defend human rights abuses in Zimbabwe and stand with the Zimbabwean people, and also put pressure on South Africa so that it doesn't keep supporting, aiding and abetting the abuses that are going on in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yes. Tichitarisa kuti vaBiden parizvino ndivo vari kuratidza kuti vakakwanisa kunge vachikunda vaDonald Trump.
Inini ndinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vachazvichavaitira nani, nekuti vaBiden vanonyatsonzwisisa nhoroondo yeZimbabwe kubva kuna ma-1979. VaBiden vanga vari muhurumende yeAmerica kwemakore anokwana makumi mana nemanomwe. Saka vanonyatsonzwisisa nhoroondo ye zvakaitika kubva pana vamugabe kuzosvikirawo pakazonzi Zimbabwe itongerwe zvirango zveupfumi vanozvinzwisisa izvozvo. Saka tinotarisira isu kuti kunyange zvazvo isu seMDC tisingataure nyaya dzekutemerwa zvirango zveupfumi, tinotaura tinotarisa kuti ko zvirango zveupfumi zvacho zvakambenge zvaisirwei, zvazvakaisirwa zvacho zvagadziriswa here. Tinoona kuti hazvina kugadziriswa. Ivo vaBidenwo vachowo zvakare vanoona kuti zvinhu zvacho hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Saka tinovatarisira kuti vacharamba vachitaura vachikurudzira hurumende yavamunangagwa kuti igadzirise mhosho dzayo, iregere kuponda vanhu, iregere kurova vana veZimbabwe nekungosunga-sunga kwairi kuita vanhu vanenge vasina mhosho. Akaita kuna Hopo Chimunhu akasungwa izvozvi ari mumujeri, mhosva yakapara chai chaiyo haionekwe. Saka ndozvinenge zvichitariswa nana vaBiden, ndozvinenge zvichitariswa nevenyika dzese dzakatenderedza Zimbabwe kana kuti dziri pano, kuti veZimbabwe, hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuremekedza here kodzero dzevana veZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tonda Sokola. Let's go to Reverend Mtombeni. Reverend Mtombeni, so we are looking at you know, some kind of a smooth transfer of power from the Trump administration to the new government. Is that going to happen?
Yes, sir. It's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. Before I answer that, I'm happy that I'm a neutral figure here. I'm not ZANU-PF, I'm not MTC Alliance, I'm not nothing. But I'm just commenting what I believe. Now, yes, I believe it's gonna work. It's gonna work because it's a matter of time before the system takes its course. Because the thing is, right now there could be some digging in from the former president or the current president, but it's gonna be just a matter of time. It's gonna work out. The system is going to take its course because there are days that are put between the transition and the actual day when we see this transition happening. All what I'm saying is that it is going to happen. It is the court cases that are being pursued. They are going to take their cause, and if they are holding, if they are dismissed, they are dismissed, and then the transition would go on.
Yes, kwa lokho ke sinto sibili ukuthi ubona ngani kuza kutshelwa na njani umbuso lapho ngasoze kuhlupe yini.
Hayi, ngibona ngathi kuza kuqhubeka kuhle. Mina vele i-system yakhona izangena khonapho ukuthi ithathe indawo yayo, ngoba angithi kathesi njengoba sisitsho sithi uBiden kuthiwa ngu-president elect, kutho ukuthi kakathathi isikhundla sakhe, ulungisela ukuthatha isikhundla sakhe. Kungabe kusenzakala ukuthi engxenye uyachinga-chinga lapha u-president lo khona, kulethwa ama-lawsuit, kulethwa zonke lezi zinto ezinjalo. Kodwa ke kuzafika isikhathi lapha azachiya khona, kuzachiya vele, akulaza ukuthi kuzathini. Xa sekufika leso sikhathi, ama-lawsuit akhona wona lawo ayabe sehambile indawo yawo, aphumelela, angaphumelelanga, aphumeleli. Kodwa ke eqinisweni ukuthi kuzatshintshwana umbuso lo. UBiden uzathatha angene endaweni yakhe. Uyalungiselela, vele seqalisile ukulungiselela, akumisi lutho lokho okwenziwa ngulo upresident okhona. Khona eqinisweni kuyikuthi nje uwenza kuhle ukuthi ngabe usevumile ukuthi usehlulwe bese kusiba lokuqhubeka kwezinto kuhle.
Yeah, what the Reverend is saying, Marvelous, is that he's expecting a smooth transfer of power. And by all means, he says it's going to happen.
Yes, yeah. Apo tukwa referendum varu kutaura iwo kuti semaonero avo pachava nekutambidzana kwe utongi zvakanaka kunyange tiri kuona kuti pari zvino tinonzwa kuti vaTrump vanga vaine nyaya dzavari kukwidza kumatare vachitiwa havasi kufara nemaverengerwo akaitwa mavhoti emuno muAmerica. Asi Reverend vari kuti ivo nemasavo ekwamwari aiwa zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka.
Yes, I think we've got Mr. Regis Kusango. He was not hearing some of the people speaking here. So what I can tell him is that, you know, what Mr. Zukora was saying is, you know, ZANU-PF needs to up its game in terms of, you know, all the reforms. So he's saying he's not doing the right thing. If it does the right thing, maybe, and maybe the Biden administration may reconsider, you know, certain issues to do with Zimbabwe. At the same time, Reverend Mtombeni is saying that he's expecting the Trump administration to peacefully hand over power to the Biden government. So there you are. So they were basically saying that. So now, looking at the way forward for Zimbabwe, you know, in terms of relations with the USA, do you think really it's going to happen? It's going to be good for the country? Mr. Fuzango?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, very well. Because, you see, the thing is, like I said, the way forward for both countries is to have at least an open conversation. No, not this rhetoric of, you know, hegemonic behaviors and, you know, being a bully to another nation. You know, because, for you know, for since Robert Mugabe left, Comrade Didim Mnangagwa, he's been trying by all means to open channels of communication with both Europe, the UK. We have very good relations with the United Kingdom now and EU. We've been getting a lot of funding from EU and from Britain. Yes, we've been getting some funding from USA as well. So I think when I look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, Zimbabwe is not a country that is, especially this time with this new administration, it's not a country that is scary to work with. It's not at all. We are actually having all our arms open as a government to receive. We've already sent our congratulatory remarks to this new team, which is something that definitely the new ambassador will come in and give us the feedback from statement His Excellency has made. So I think, you know, when I'm looking at the Joe Biden Harris administration, we see this culture of wanting to see black people's lives be bettered, the betterment of black people's lives and rights and all that. On this new administration, of course, we had hiccups as far as, you know, some human rights concerns. But lately, if you can put us on a scale with the old administration, we are much, much way better. We are actually trying to improve people's lives. Even the human rights abuses, if it wasn't COVID-19, which of course, you know, right now, if our country, the numbers are very, they've gone down drastically.
Well, but some people were gunned down in the States, you know, Mugabe never used to do that, right?
Well, that's what I said. You know, at the beginning, you know, we had also some issues that we managed to deal with. So, I mean, this new administration, I'm sure they won't really, you know, start from everything that was done wrong. I mean, we are trying to have a clean slate with the new administration that is coming in the USA. But I think as ZANU-PF, we'll do as much as we can to make sure that all what is expected is done. And right now, there's no human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. Right now, I don't know which human rights abuses are there, apart from people also following the rule of law. I mean, we are also expecting people in the USA also to follow the rule of law so that they don't get abused by the police or institutions there.
Thank you, Mr. Fusango. Our time is up. I want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Dr. Kwekwerere. And then we had Mr. Richard Rusango, Reverend Raphael Mtombeni, and Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. In Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow and let's talk.